Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
St. John, the 15th chapter, and the Word of God reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I want to talk about being a fruit bearer. Being a fruit bearer. What is a fruit bearer? It is one that brings forth fruit. And God was taking me back to in the beginning. In Genesis 1, God was saying to the earth, he was telling the earth in Genesis 1 to bring forth. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to bring forth. He created us to bring forth. It says in Genesis 1:11, I like this. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Now, when God told the earth what to do, it said, the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after this kind, and trees, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So what God was showing me was when he created us in his image. We are spiritual beings, meaning that we were created in his image and his likeness, and we should bring forth this good fruit. We should bring forth from him what he has created us to be. So, but it came forth through a seed, and that seed represent the word of God. And this is why it says that we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which endures and abides forever. So I want you to keep this in mind while I'm going through this teaching. He said, I am the true vine, meaning that he's not counterfeit, meaning that he's genuine. And the reason why Jesus said this is because he was looking at Israel, and Israel's supposed to be in that righteous vine. But they end up doing stuff that was not right. So Jesus was letting them know, I'm the true vine. I'm the genuine vine. There's no corruption in me. And then he was saying his father was the vine dresser, meaning that his father's the one that prunes. He's the one that cultivates. He's the one that takes care of that vine. But this is the part I want you to get. He said, every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. So we look here and it says, every branch in me. So these branches are supposed to be in him. This is supposed to be the ones that are supposed to be born again. These are the ones that are saying, Lord, Lord, but don't know him. These are the ones that are saying, confessing him as Lord, but they're not bringing forth anything. And this is what God is saying even in this house. If you are part of him, if you are in him, that means as he is, so are we in this world. That means that we're supposed to be a part of him and a part of what he's doing. So when we go back and we look at those branches that's supposed to be in him, you can go back to John the Baptist. What was happening with John the Baptist? When he was telling them to repent, to have a change of mind, to turn from what they were doing and to turn to God, here come those Pharisees and Sadducees. They come to the baptism, but actually sometimes people come to speculate because they already think they got what they need to enter the kingdom of God. They think that their good works is going to get them into the kingdom. They don't think that they have to come with the right heart, with a pure heart. They're thinking that I'm doing what the Bible tells me to do, and they're going on self-righteousness. So this is what John was saying. He said, you got to bring forth. Here we go again, bring forth. You got to bring forth fruit that is meet for repentance. That means that you got to show that there was a change of heart. You got to show that there was a change of mind. We got a lot of people that people are around. The outside look good, but the inside is tarred from the floor up. And you can't even tell the difference because we got crooked Christians. We got Christians that say that they know him, but they ain't being about him. Help me, somebody. You got Christians that you around that say they love the Lord, but their way of living ain't about the Lord. That don't add up. So this is why John had to check them. See, we as the ones that are genuine, that are in Christ, we need to check the ones that's trying to perpetrate, that's trying to be like him, but they're not like him, and they're not being like they should be for him. You need to check them. But the problem is, how can you check something when you ain't right? So he's saying, every branch in me, these are the ones that's supposed to have been in him. That's why Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Paul made it known. He said, I died. Everything that I read about Paul, Toya, shows me Paul died. Because Paul didn't compromise. Paul was showing forth much fruit. He didn't compromise because Peter wanted to cut up in front of his brothers, in front of his sisters. He didn't compromise because Peter wanted to be up there with the big dogs and act like he didn't know. And he already had an experience with God to tell him that God says that he don't look at the Gentiles or look at these people this way or that way. God said everything I created is clean. Who are you to say? But Peter got around the big dogs and tried to show up and show out. But Paul, because of who he knew he was, because Paul knew I have been crucified with Christ, and if I have been crucified with Christ, you ain't going to do my God like you're doing him. Shut up, Peter, and sit down. Who are you to say? The Bible says speak truth in love. So there are people that say they know him, but ain't no fruit. Get your name and say, where's the fruit? Let's go back, because the Lord was sharing something with me. Y'all remember when he created those fruit trees? And I don't think he had oranges and apples on the same tree. It was an apple tree. It was an orange tree. It was a fig tree. He had all those. You couldn't mingle those seeds. You couldn't mix them up. Because God created them the way he wanted them to be. And he said, from every tree of this garden, you may eat from. He said, but from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, there was two different seeds. Was it not? Two different seeds. He said, that tree is mixed up. It's mingled up. I don't want you to eat from that tree. Let's just stop right there. Why would God put a tree in paradise and tell you not to eat from it and know you being tempted? Because God said obedience is better than sacrifice. So guess what? Satan said, I'll fix that. Because, see, everything God created was good, inside and out. Everything was good. devil had to come in there and had to get Eve to look at something that she never saw. Y'all don't get it. See, he wanted those seeds to mingle themselves. Either you're going to be on the light side or the dark side. Either you're going to serve this master or that master. You can't serve two masters. You can't be in between. You can't tell me you save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost, but there ain't no life change. So he said, don't eat from that tree. So when they saw, when Eve saw, that's when she began to say, I can have more than this. So she did outside of what God told her to do. Is that not what we're doing today? Mm-hmm. We think because we're under grace and mercy, it's okay to keep lying. It's okay to keep fornicating. It's okay to keep committing adultery. It's okay to keep doing what God told you not to do because God gave you mercy. No. God forbid. God said, no, you know that ain't right. But you choose to do what ain't right, what's wrong over what is right. So there go that tree in that garden that God told them not to eat from, but they ate from that tree. It's many of us today, we know what's corrupt, but we choose to follow corruption instead of following truth. That's why Jesus said, catch it. I am the true vine. And he said that those that are in me, that's not bearing fruit, he's going to take away. Did y'all not understand what John was saying? How dare you, you Pharisees and Sadducees, come up here to be baptized of me and your heart ain't right. You won't even accept Jesus as Lord, but you want me to dip you? Are you tripping? That's what's happening in the church. People are dipping devils and they're coming up a bigger devil and they say they saved from what? So then we look. You will understand what Jesus is saying if you take the time to hear what he's saying. When you go backwards from St. John 12 on up to 15, you will see what Jesus was saying. But the first thing that he's saying is quit trying to be something that you're not. So we look in the Word of God. Jesus is giving this other parable. Y'all remember he's given the parable of the different grounds? And how these different grounds, what they were bringing forth. It said in Matthew 13, it said that when seed was sowed into this ground, that it was sown by the wayside. And being that it was sown by the wayside, that guess what? They had no understanding. So Satan came and he took that seed. So you got people that are confessing Christ that are by the wayside, and immediately when they hear the word, because there's no understanding of it, they're still not saved. Then you got the ones, I like this one, that it says, but he that receives the seed into stony places, that stony place is a stony heart. That's a heart that have not been cultivated. It says that the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receive it. You may have some people that come in the house of God and they get joy from the word that they have received, but yet have no root in himself for a while. This is what happens when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. By and by, he's offended, meaning he stumbled. Why did he stumble? Because he hadn't really accepted it. That word was not truly planted in his heart. So it was among stony places. You know, when you plant seed and you got rocks and stuff there, that seed go, but it don't go deep into the ground. So when it come up, it looks okay. What am I saying? You got people around you that look okay. On the outside, they look okay. I'll give you an example. Before I got saved, I had an aunt that would always tell me, you a good girl. You a good girl. You need to come on and get saved. It wasn't nothing about me good. Because my heart wasn't right. I was showing good on the outside, but the inside was so corrupt. So people were saying I was good. A sinner can look good. A sinner can actually look better than a saint. And people would say they're saved by their actions, by what they do. But that don't mean they're saved. You got to quit looking at somebody's actions and look at the heart and and everybody up there, oh! They in high chairs. Got on them nice rolls. Don't forget about this. Feel my help coming on. And we got folk out there like you that don't know the difference because you ain't in here. How can you know the difference between light and dark if you're still in darkness? And the light ain't expelling your darkness, so you going along with their darkness and think you up under a man or woman of the cloth? Look at your neighbor and say, run and tell that. Say, by the way, you can get a copy of it. Just give it out. I'm tired of mess in the house of God. I love God. Y'all heard that too, didn't you? And that's out of content. Because it's got world in it. Got world in it. They're mixing the music with the world to get you to buy it. Light and darkness don't mix. Anything that's jumping ain't about God. So we look at these different grounds. Then here go a ground that received seed amongst the thorn. He heard the word, but guess what? Took it. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choked the word, and it became unfruitful. So there go another person that's in the house of God that received the word, that heard the word, but when the cares of the world came, deceitfulness of riches, it choked the word, and it became unfruitful. These are the ones that say that they're in Christ. He said, those that say that they're in me and not bringing forth fruit, my Father's going to take them away. Come on, let's talk about the 10 virgins. 5 foolish, 5 wise. The 5 wise had all. All represent the Holy Spirit. When you're in Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells you. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. So they had their all. But the other 5 that was foolish, oh, they thought I'm a virgin. A virgin means supposed to be pure, right? That's why he used the virgin, because when we accept Jesus, we are pure. We have clean hands and we have a clean heart. We can go before God. So these virgins thought, I'm amongst the virgins. I'm amongst the virgins. So you know what? I'm going to go to sleep with the virgins because I'm ready. Some of them think they're ready because we don't have the 5-fold, the ones that's supposed to be in place, telling them, that ain't what the word says. We don't have no correction in the body of Christ because we're looking more for ching-ching than we're looking for souls. We're looking more to being exalted than we're looking for souls. Come on, it's time to tell the truth. It's time to shame the devil. So we look at how these 5 virgins, the ones that was foolish, went to sleep. Took a nap. All of them heard the bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. The ones that had all trimmed their lamps went to meet the bridegroom. Did they not? Is that what the word says? The ones that didn't have no all going to ask the ones with all, give me some of your all. They said, you got to go buy your own. Can I tell you something? When God give you an opportunity, when you think you're right and you ain't right, when it's time for him to come, you ain't going. Because he gave you opportunity on top of opportunity to get it right, but you chose not to get it right because you love the way of the world more than you love God. So we see here that they went to go get some oil, y'all. Now, this is funny. They ran, divided. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. Now I'm saved. Now I'm ready to go with the bridegroom. So they go to the bridegroom. Knock, knock. Who's there? No, you not. They couldn't get in. These are the ones that are professing that they're in Christ. But their lifestyle is not right because they're not bringing forth. So when we look all over the Word of God, we see people in the Word that say that they know him, but they're not about him. Go with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter. When we look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, I like this. Look at verse 15. Beware false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their what? Fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? You ain't seeing grapes come forth with thorns. You ain't seeing figs come forth with thistles. That's not the way God created it. I like this. So every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bring not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire, whereby by their fruit ye shall know them. The problem with us saints, Christian folks, how are we going to know somebody by their fruit when we ain't in the word for ourselves? When you don't know who you are now that you're in Christ. See, the problem is we're trying to get people saved quick. We're trying to give them a quick fix. It's not our job to get nobody saved. What we're supposed to be doing is ministering the good news and the gospel. And it is the Holy Spirit that goes to work, not us. But what we're trying to do is beat people up with the word and say, I got a soul saved. You ain't getting nobody saved. Salvation is free. You were just the mouthpiece bringing forth the word of God. So I like this one, too. When Jesus told them, he said, you praise me with your mouth. You honor me with your lips. But your heart is far from me. What is he saying? We got many people that's praising him with their mouth. We got many people that's honoring him with their lips, meaning that you're talking about him, but you ain't being about it. And God is going to manifest those folks that even you around that saying, oh, how I love Jesus. And really, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. His commandments ain't grievous. He has the Holy Spirit to help you. I was reminded of this little boy. This little boy went to his pastor's house. And his pastor was doing some carpentry work. And the little boy stayed there watching the pastor so intently, just watching everything the pastor was doing. So the pastor stopped and he said, oh, so you're watching me so you can learn how to do this? Little boy said, no. He said, I'm watching you so when you hit your thumb with the hammer, I'm going to see what you say. What did that have to do with fruit? Because it come out of you. It come out of you. And it's a lot of us that's bringing forth stuff that ain't of God. But I got something for you. See, God know the ones that are in him. He know the ones that's trying to work it out with what they do. And I'll give you, there's an organization that has to have so many hours, so many works to get into heaven. They're not saved. They're thinking that they're saved because they say, I can work myself into the kingdom of God. Y'all, if it was that easy, I'd be going from door to door just like them. What can I do? Is there anything? And I was wondering how all of them flock together in these storms because that's a work. If I stay here for 6 hours, I ain't got far to go before I get to the kingdom. They were being like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And by the way, some of y'all let them come in y'all house and give y'all that false doctrine because you don't know. You don't know the difference. So they tell you as long as you're doing a good work. So you thinking because you come to church, because you pay your tithes, because you visit the sick, because you visit the prison, that you're getting in just like them. I got news for you. You're not getting in because he's only putting those in the kingdom with a pure heart. That's why the Bible says that once you confess him,